Well, I actually say a lot, so I'll sort of give me a minute or so. But I always say to people, I want you to imagine what your life would look like in the future if you make some minor changes. For example, what would your life look like if you identified and learned to build on your strengths, talents, and experience? What would your life look like if you identified your own personal blind spots and obstacles and had ways to overcome them? And what would your life look like if you developed better time management skills and better effective and usable stress management skills? And what would your income look like if you started developing problem-solving and decision-making abilities that you could tap into your potential and improve performance, that you could overcome your own anxieties and fears about your future? And here's an important one. What would your life look like and your income look like if you could create habits that improved your own productivity, that you could successfully bring closure and completion to existing projects? What would your life look like if you implemented new projects and created action plans? What would your life look like if you learned to adapt and capitalize and change just the change of the world to your own advantage, and that you could create balance and harmony between your personal and professional life? So with those questions, what would your life look like when all those things are answered, when you have a successful coach helping you? Because what your coach does is assist you in using your potential, your talents, and your abilities. They create systems for you so you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You don't have to think, well, how do I solve this problem? Because time in our world today is the most precious commodity that we have as business owners. And all I want is people is to bring me solutions. So if anybody is on the fence, if you just think about some of the questions that I just ask you, and you could view into the future, so you could see yourself as more effective and efficient, that you used your talents and abilities in ways that made you more money, that your life was balanced, that things were smoother and easier and you had less worry and you weren't fretting about things, and that you weren't misstepping, meaning going in the wrong direction, using your mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, or financial resources in an ineffective way. And I did want to ask you, what is the difference between what you do and what other available martial arts schools do? Because, you know, I think sometimes when people are trying to make a difference, you know, should I work with this person or this other person, they don't know the differences.
Yeah, you know, and there's been a wave of people trying to work with martial arts schools in the last couple of years, and I guess I'd have to, without being critical, categorize them into a couple of different categories. One is kind of quick hit sales formulas, so that you have people who are good at closing a sale, sucking cash out of a prospect pretty quickly, but aren't really looking to build a solid impact on the community and a solid long-term career. And, you know, as you know, Lee, I mean, anybody can go out and make a lot of money for 60, 80, 90 days, but if you're going to have, especially in a smaller community, but in any community, if you're going to be there 22, 23, 25, 30 years later, you know, in your profession, if you were just sucking up every dime and not providing the service, you know, you would have been found out by all the industry leaders by now.
Oh, definitely.
And a martial arts school is the same way. It's easy to make a lot of money for a few months, and a lot more important, in my view, to be a pillar of the community for 20 years hence. And so I think a lot of the training in the martial arts community right now, unfortunately, has centered on let's suck up as much money as we can quickly, but not let's worry about what our standing is in the community long term, or whether even we're going to be financially viable long term. So,
you know, reputation is one of the most important things of our financial health.
Exactly.
And, you know, I really appreciate you saying that, because I have turned down clients, I have turned down speaking presentations, I've turned down things that I knew that wasn't my best. I mean, I could have done it and gone in and got the money.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, I knew that there were other people who did that better than me.
Yeah.
And I would rather turn something down and say, no, I, you know, there's someone else who can do that. And so I know that my reputation is always pristine.
And I'm so concerned with that, with not only with what I'm doing with the coaching, but with each of our schools, is to make sure that 20 years from now we're going to be highly regarded in the community. And frankly, well, what our mission is to create a relationship with a family who's going to be with us in 10 years.
Right.
Most of my instructors now, they start when they're 7 and they're 25 years old now, and they've been with us for, you know, whatever that is, a long time. Makes me feel old. But that's really the mission of what we want to do. And honestly, all businesses should be like that. If you're a realtor, you should be now selling to the first sale, you should be selling to their grandkids, right?
Exactly.
And if you're in car sales, you should be selling to all their friends and all their neighbors and now their grandkids. And unfortunately, when you take purely a sales-focused mentality, and I mean this in the worst sense of the word rather than the best sense of the word, if you take a look at the short-term buck and not the long-term business development, then you can leave literally millions on the table. Because once people figure you out, you now have to go to a different profession or a different community to replicate the success.
And, you know, the habit of many people is in a social conversation, oftentimes they enjoy telling you the horror stories. And, you know, someone will tell a horror story about a bad service or a bad experience 10 or 15 times.
Yep.
But the word-of-mouth advertising for good stuff is 10 times better or 100 times better than any ads that you can buy in a newspaper.
Oh, absolutely. And in the same case, doesn't matter how good your copywriting skill is, if you create the most perfectly crafted ad, but the word of mouth in the community about you is negative, then you know no amount of advertising expertise overcomes the fact that people know you stink. One of the stories that I think Dan tells in one of his programs is I think he called it the quickest way to kill a restaurant is, you know, go around the community and give away a whole bunch of free meals and have people come in and find out you can't provide the service or that the quality of the food stinks. And we're exactly the same way. No amount of advertising expertise fixes the fact that you're not sincere. And it spreads through a community like wildfire. So I think one of the important things for me to screen to bring somebody into the coaching program, but also once they're there, is to know that they're now there to learn marketing and learn effective integrity-based selling, but they're also then there to provide the service in the long term and create a strong impact for the community and also create a lifestyle for themselves that's sustainable. We've seen a lot of schools recently that have had a $20,000 or $30,000 a month bump in their revenue for a couple of months, then they go buy a new Corvette and buy a new condo, and then they run out of money, and it's not sustainable because it's just purely based upon less than high integrity selling.
Well, you know, I always tell entrepreneurs that, you know, when you start making money, you know, certainly don't be running out buying that Corvette and that, you know, don't get in debt.
Yeah.
You know, save for a rainy day, have money, because the reason you want to have money in the bank is it gives you confidence. If something goes wrong, for instance, in my business, when 9/11 happened,
yeah,
the speaking business pretty much folded for a short time. But because I had always been a saver and because I have many eggs and many baskets and I had ways of earning a living, I was fine. But a lot of speakers went out of business. So it's very important that as an entrepreneur, you're not only saving for a rainy day, but you're also saving to reinvest in your own company.
Oh, absolutely. And as you develop more of a wealth mentality, two things happen. One is you start recognizing opportunities around you, and then if you have the integrity and the discipline to be setting money aside, that when the opportunities pop up, you have the ability to capitalize on them.
Exactly. For instance, I mean, and correct me if I'm wrong, but wouldn't one of the goals for your folks being is to owning your own building?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it can go one of two ways. It can either be now, I have a number of my coaching clients who are going to now move with me to the next level. So they're going to be developing a city. So one direction it can be going is now they're going to be working with 20 or 30 locations that will have a couple hundred students each. The other way it can go is they want to be a big, solid, single school, and now it's owning their own property and having the equity build in the property, and perhaps continuing to improve the interior physical environment and the exterior physical environment, so that they have a more stable, more substantive facility. But both of those are viable outcomes for many of the people that we're working with.